Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, I'll be bringing you the best of the 80s, as I usually do every Friday night at 10 p.m. And before we start the show, I thought I'd mention a great documentary that I saw last night over at the Somerville Theater. It's called WBCN and the American Revolution, directed by Bill Lichtenstein. And the film looks back at the early years of WBCN, which used to be located at 104.1 on the FM dial here in the Boston area. And looks at its impact on counterculture and freeform radio in the U.S., in the late 60s through the mid 70s. And it also features an acknowledgement of WMFO near the beginning of the movie, since WMFO is where WBCN's founder, Ray Rapin, hired some of his first DJs, J.J. Jackson, who would go on to be one of the first VJs at MTV, is a great example. And for the record, at the time, WMFO was known as WTUR. And I have to say, this was a fantastic documentary. But unfortunately, it's only showing at the Somerville Theater was last night, and it's only playing in limited theaters throughout the area. They had a nice Q&A after the show with some of those involved in the movie, and they did mention it'll be available for streaming by the end of the year. If you want to find out more about it, including where it's playing next, you can check out theamericanrevolution.fm on the web. Again, that's theamericanrevolution.fm. I highly recommend it. Okay. All right. Let's quickly address the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week before we start the show, which is, this keyboardist for Ian Dury and the Blockheads went on to have a successful solo career of his own in the 80s, particularly on the dance club scene. Glad to Know You was a number one club hit for him in 1982 as an example. Name the artist. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Chaz Jankel. Among others, he co-wrote Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. That was the Blockheads' biggest hit. His song, Number One, was featured in the movie Real Genius from 1985, starring Val Kilmer. All in all, he had three U.S. Top 40 hits as a solo artist. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio. Every Friday night prior to the show, I'll tweet the question and answer it on the air. I also post the answer along with a link for the playlist and archive after the show as well. Okay, speaking of Chaz Jankel, how about we start the show with something from his second album here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO.
Well, I should go. I gotta scrape the icicles off the gutters. Tired of waking up to a porch full of dead squirrels.
God, I miss Boston.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. We started off the show with Chaz Jankel from his second album from 1981, Chazanova, and we heard the track 3 Million Synths. Executive Slacks were in there with Our Lady from 1984. They were an 80s industrial band from Philly. And we wrapped it up there with Tears for Fears and Mother's Talk from Songs from the Big Chair from 1985. In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train, originally from 1984. This particular version is a live version from like the early 2000s. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, as usual. Let's go back to 1986 here for the Lucy Show.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and if you're just checking in, you're listening to Boston's home for 80s music here on Songs from the Squid Pod. That's right, we meet here every Friday night from 10 to 11 p.m. If you're looking for the playlist or archives of the show, you can always find them on the station's website at WMFO.org. And if you have any questions, comments, requests, you can always call the station at 855-915-9636. Unfortunately, the phone number for complaints is not in service at the moment. Don't forget, you can also follow me on Twitter at SquidPod Radio. We started that last set off with the Lucy Show, and we heard the track View from Outside from their 1986 release Mania. Eye to Eye was in there with just such a great song. I absolutely love it there. Nice Girls off of their self-titled album from 1982. That's an American singer Deborah Berg and British pianist Julian Marshall, previously of Marshall Hain. Nice Girls was a top 40 hit here in the U.S. in 1982. And it's not hard to understand why. The Wooden Tops were in there with Get It On from their 1981 release Giant. Flash in the Pan gave us Midnight Man from 1984. You can also find that single on their reissue of their second studio album, Lights in the Night, which was originally from 1980. And we wrapped it up there with some old school Simple Minds, Sad Affair from their 1979 release Life in a Day. Plenty to get to here, including the 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week, which is has a local connection here tonight, so do stick around. We'll be right back.
circumstance, because I doubt books can relate words this way, so I'll portray a new image. And let's begin as members who pledge to look up ahead to a beautiful world. Though we've been led to believe it will not be in, we still are seeing, agreeing there'll be peace, the wealth will increase and we'll prosper. You know, like flourishing, the rhyme I toss ya, it will be nourishing, cause I must bring ideals for better living, see, because I do believe in positivity. Positive but never negative. Positive, but never negative. Weak is the clown, much weaker is the fool. I'll overrule to duel and to school for reasons that are so deep. I don't need no cheap people to identify. I just say hi and bye. Since I'm an optimist, I'll turn and walk with this tape playing loudly inside my headphones. MCs that crowd me turn into headstones, because I don't have time for powerless minds or suckers who suck, because I find more interesting topics. You cannot stop it. I drop it and rock it, I shock it. It's how I'm living, B. I have to live my life with positivity. Positive but never negative. Positive but never negative. Positive but never negative. Having nothing to lose, so much to win. Being grateful for my darker skin, I take you for a spin and then begin to groove and soothe and move your whole crew. The guru with truth I wanna give to you, so watch as I break through to your dome. Cause I'm prone to give a message, then back home is where I'm going. Still knowing my life's right and that days to come will be fun. I'll achieve, I'll receive, and I'll be living free. Me and my DJ Premier with positivity. Positive but never negative. Positivity. Positive but never negative. Positive but negative. So as to generate positivity out there, you know that's the move. Yo, me and Premier, the dance at HL Rock, we always got positivity. Brooklyn, the boogie down, all the boroughs got positivity. Jersey, Philly, Boston, Houston, Cleveland, LA, and the rest of the country's got positivity. The UK, Germany, and the rest of Europe's got positivity. And of course, Africa and the rest of the world, they all have positivity. Because everybody should have positivity. Peace and blessings.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoy Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. If you enjoyed my look back at the 80s, be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. Got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to, shall we? We started the last set off with the Chameleons and Nathan's Phase. It's off of the 1986 compilation there, The Fan and the Bellows. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Gangstar. And we heard the track Positivity from their 1989 debut, No More Mr. Nice Guy. They were founded in Boston by the late Keith Alam, a.k.a. MC Guru, was on the vocals there back in 1985. And DJ 12B Down, also known as Mike D. They split in 1989, but MC Guru eventually teamed up with DJ Premier, and they released Gangstar's first album, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And we wrapped it up there with Orange Juice and Falling and Laughing from 1980. That's off of the Postcard Records label. Postcard Records was founded in 1979, but their very first release was Orange Juice's Falling and Laughing in February of 1980. And even though Postcard Records is no longer around, that's tonight's 40th 80s anniversary celebration there. In the background, you are listening to Aphex Twin and We Are the Music Makers. Aphex Twin, also known as Richard David James. That's from his Selected Ambient Works, 85 to 92. Thanks for listening tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone.
This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoy Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.